The other day, I got to thinking, do I expect too much or are my expectations just too low? Hey, this is Cinema Restore Podcast, supporting youth, reflecting flights and feelings, aiding reflection. Cinema Restore Skincare supports youth and adulthood with God's natural botanicals, cinnamon, roses, and this podcast. I'm Jen Lamar, founder, host of Cinema Restore. Flower lover, natural self I am, naturally fair support guru. I have been supporting people for over 19 years in 27 different roles for 19 companies and still going. Here, we're supporting the flight, the feelings, the highs and lows in life, and reflecting how we feel. Talking about expectations, if you haven't listened to the last few episodes, well, get you quickly caught up. I like logistics and have had a lot of experience in it. Seeing that it's Christmas time, why not we talk about expectations and delivery? So today, feeding into expectations. Well, it's good to have expectations. It's important for us to have expectations of ourselves, to set goals, to be ambitious. It keeps us motivated in our lives. Having very high expectations can be a little bit controlling, like you have to have it a certain way. Having really high expectations can lead to sorrow, grief, disappointment, and all of those words lead to depression. And I can speak for myself there, working on getting past their ego and letting things just be, but still having expectations for myself. Now, what does that look like? You know, I don't want to be hard on myself. I don't want to gaslight myself. I want to continue to grow. I want to have a growth mindset. Something I learned this week in therapy is I don't want to have a set mindset, being that my mindset isn't open to new opportunities to grow and change and develop into something new. It's good to be flexible. Expectations of ourselves. If we have really high expectations of ourselves, and say somebody else was training just as hard as you and their level of strength was just a little bit stronger and they won, are you going to crush yourself because you lost and you came in second? Are you going to be super proud of yourself? Did you train as hard as you could? You showed up. You got a ribbon, even if it wasn't the ribbon that you exactly came out there for. It shows that you put hard work in. Pat yourself on the back because your hard work and expectations of yourself got you to that level. And as long as you keep pushing yourself and having high expectations of yourself, you'll keep getting to those next levels. Don't have a set mindset. Don't be so set in your ways. You know, that's why we have to have hope. You know, things happen. Being a Debbie Downer, not getting what you want for Christmas. Maybe you don't celebrate Christmas. Maybe you don't celebrate any holiday. You don't believe in them. You have no expectations. How do you feel? Are you alone? Do you still get together with friends? Do you expect to still see people during this time of the year? It's supposed to be the happiest time of the year. You know, in the Bible, God talks about having expectations, and those who are filled with hope and joy and meaningful, like their expectations come from a very good place in their heart and they're not meant to hurt others. Those expectations will get carried out. Those people have faith and belief and commitment and perseverance. People who have maybe some dark will, thoughts of corruption or having all the power or saying, I don't care who I have to stumble on to get to the top. Rethink maybe that purpose and plan to get to the top. And God says those who have bad will, those successes won't last. So have healthy expectations for yourself, expectations in life with people in your relationships. It's good to have expectations in your relationships. You want to be valued. You want to know credit-wise, like that person values you back. That's why communication and your love languages and mirroring the person that you're involved with, whether in communication or body language or communication in any way or form, whether it's sign, written, spoken, you want to be clear. And this is how people know, like, you understand what's expected. That's what a relationship is, contracts or just negotiations and a transfer of words that says, yeah, we're going to work together. You both have a clear expectation of what's expected from each other in the job or the process. you know, understanding the assignment and what it is that you are expected to do. It's good to have healthy expectations and to communicate. If you have really bad expectations and you don't expect things, then you're not going to ever probably get somewhere because your expectations are so low that you don't shoot for more. So don't have a set mindset. Have a growth mindset. Expectations, have them. Be okay if things don't always happen the way you want them to be. If you don't get the gift you wanted. I know for kids, it's a different attitude when their kids, when like all their friends show up with really cool gifts. And like they show up like, oh, my mom got me socks. You see them? They're down here on my foot. You see them? Yeah. So think about what you're doing for others, why you're doing for others, what their thought would be. I gotta let you go because I'm having a hard time here standing at this point talking to you. But please subscribe to Cinerose Store, where you listen to your podcast. Support Cinerose Store Facebook, Instagram. I am Jen Lamar, natural self I am, supporting youth, our reflection. One love to you. Take care. Next time.